The Grasshopper. The faithful Tithonus and their two bouncing children welcomed Eos back on her return. She did everything she could to hide her woe, but Tithonus sensed something was distressing her. When the boys had been put down to sleep for the night, he took her through to the balcony and poured her a cup of wine. They sat and watched the stars for a while before he spoke. Eos, my love, my life, I know what it is that you aren't telling me. I can see it for myself. The looking glass tells me every morning.
Oh, Tithonus!
She buried her head against his chest and sobbed her heart out. Time passed. Each morning Eos did her duty and opened the doors to a new day. The boys grew up and left home. The years succeeded each other with the remorseless inevitability that even gods cannot alter. What scant hair that remained on Tithonus's head was now white. He had become most dreadfully wrinkled, shrunken, and weak with extreme old age, yet he could not die. His voice, once so mellow and sweet to the ear, had become a harsh, dry scrape of a sound. His skin and frame were so shriveled that he could barely walk. He followed the beautiful, ever-young Eos around as faithfully and lovingly as ever.
"Please pity me,"
he would screech in his husky, piping tones.
"Kill me! Crush me! Let it all end, I beg!"
But she could no longer understand him. All she heard were husky cheeps and chirps. Inside, however, she guessed well enough what he was trying to say. Eos may not have had the ability to grant immortality or eternal youth, but she was gifted with enough divine power to do something to end her beloved's misery. One evening, when she felt neither of them could take any more, she closed her eyes, concentrated hard, and watched through hot tears as Tithonus's poor, shrunken body made the very few changes necessary to turn him from a withered old man into a grasshopper. A cicada, in some versions. I was always taught a grasshopper, perhaps because they are commonly found in Britain. Books for British children probably thought a cicada would be a harder insect for us to visualize. Oddly, Tithonus' name lives on biologically, not as a cicada or grasshopper, but in a type of birdwing or swallowtail butterfly, Ornithoptera tithonus. In this new form of grasshopper, Tithonus hopped from the cold marble floor onto the ledge of the balcony before leaping out into the night. She saw him in her sister Selene's cold moonlight, clinging to a long blade of grass that swayed in the night breeze. His back legs scraped out a sound that might have been a grateful chirrup of loving farewell. Her tears fell, and somewhere, far away, Aphrodite laughed. A happy thought inspired the geologist Albert Oppel to name one of the late Jurassic ages the Tithonian, as a bow to Eos, for it is the age that marks the dawn of the Cretaceous. Alfred Lord Tennyson's Tithonus is one of his most loved and anthologized poems. It takes the form of a dramatic monologue addressed to Eos, in which he begs her to deliver him from his senility. After many a summer dies the swan, me only cruel immortality consumes. I wither slowly in thine arms, here at the quiet limit of the world, a white-haired shadow roaming like a dream. It contains a famous line that might be considered one of the great themes of Greek myth. The gods themselves cannot recall their gift.